Time now for the Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters, brought to you by Legends American Grill in Marshalltown. And well, since we last talked to you, a couple of big margin victories, Iowa State beating Iowa by 25 and taking care of Prairie View by 51 points.
Yeah, it's been a good stretch for Iowa State, certainly, and they want to continue that right into the holidays because, you know, Big 12 conference play is just around the corner and some big landmines are out there. Oklahoma, which is undefeated, is the first game on the road, and then Houston at home, which is a top 10 team nationally. And so, you know, it's going to be a challenging Big 12 schedule, and you want as much momentum as you can possibly have going into that. And Iowa State's playing really well right now. So, yeah, great win over Iowa. That was a terrific environment. Really dominated the paint in that game, got the ball inside and kept Iowa from getting in there themselves. And so real good victory there. And then to come back and take care of business against Prairie View A&M was good too.
Got a game this weekend. It's a 5 o'clock tip on a Sunday night. You can hear it right here on Kicks 101.1. Going to be hosting Florida A&M.
Yeah, and you know, it's easy to look at these games and say, okay, it should be another win. And yes, it should be. That is true. But, you know, you look last night in college basketball in Chicago State, which it was lower than Florida A&M in the KenPom, went in and won at Northwestern, which is a ranked team, 25th in the nation. And actually, last time Florida A&M came into Ames, they won about a few years back, about 4 years ago. So you absolutely have to be ready. It's hard because there's an assumption that you're just going to go out there and roll the ball out there and just be fine. But TJ is really good at getting his guys ready regardless of who the opponent is, what the score is. He seems to always have his guys locked in. And I'm sure Iowa State will be ready to play on Sunday.
Anything else popping up news-wise the last couple of days regarding Iowa State?
Yeah, we're just getting excited about the bowl trip, obviously. You know, encouraging fans to continue to think about making the trip down there. I know a great number of them already have made that commitment, but there's plenty of time to still make that choice. You know, it's a perfect day, 29th of December, so you can celebrate Christmas at home, and it's a drive. It's 9 hours to Memphis. Just hop in the car and go, and I think a lot of Cyclone fans that do that are really going to enjoy their experience. I've been kind of watching and studying up on Memphis, and they're a fun team to watch. They have a really good offense. They struggle a little bit on defense, so it could be a really entertaining game. But I expect it to be a fun game regardless, and a great experience for the fans that go down there.
Yeah, always fun to do a road trip. Thank you so much for the time today, John. We'll be listening Sunday night right here on Kicks 101.1. That basketball tip at 5 o'clock. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too. Thanks for having me.